Have you heard the news that you're dead? Oh my God, what did I just say? That's shocking! How could I say something like that? I promise you, it has a purpose. I got your attention now, don't I? And that's exactly what this episode is about. Hey, this is Melanie from Stories and Songs Writing the Lyrics. Today, we continue with another technique of how you can create an attention-grabbing opening line for your lyrics beginning. So without further ado, let's get started! So the big question is this: how do singer-songwriters who want to keep writing their own lyrics and stay true to who they are without taking on an image the industry wants them to and who believe their songs have a greater purpose, how do they write lyrics in a way to help them stand out from the crowd yet still reach a larger audience and get skyrocketing sales? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Melanie Naumann, and welcome to the Stories and Songs podcast. When we talk about shocking statements, let's just give a big shout out to the song Dead by My Chemical Romance, which you can find on the album The Black Parade. They start that song singing, "Have you heard the news that you're dead?" The entire song revolves around one shocking statement that serves one specific purpose: rattle the cage of the patient and make him face one particular question. Figure out what his life meant. Of course, you don't have to dedicate an entire song to confronting your audience or your song's character with a shocking statement. But to stick to our first line techniques to grab someone's attention, the shocking statement as an opening line is one of the most powerful ways to make your listener stop in their tracks. Hearing a shocking statement has the same effect as when you are told, "Have you heard the news that you're dead?" It's an unexpected ball of chaos that spins into your life and knocks you out. You have absolutely no idea how to deal with that information. You are completely stunned, out of words, and don't comprehend. The beauty is, as human beings, we have a fierce desire to make sense of the things that don't make sense, even if it drives us nuts. We need to understand the things that don't make sense. So opening your lyrics with a shocking statement gives you the power to exploit your audience's stunned moment. Then after stunning them, you can elaborate to help them make sense of what you so boldly announced in your song's first lines. And the key to writing a catchy, mind-blowing, shocking statement is to hint at a powerful problem. So the powerful problem, we have already talked about that in the episode before last, in episode 37. But you also hear me talking about that problem that you need to address in your lyrics in probably all of the episodes of the Stories and Songs podcast, because the problem is that important. Because the problem is what matters. It's helping you to decide what's relevant. So although the shocking statement could count as a powerful problem, the audience's attention is grabbed by how it is said or how that problem is addressed and not what that problem actually is about. So the how is more important than the what. And here's a couple of different ways to create that shocking statement. There's the option to declare what something is that no one has yet dared to say out loud. So declare what something is that no one has yet dared to say out loud. For example, "The world is a vampire," which you can find in the song "Bullet with Butterfly Wings" by the Smashing Pumpkins. Or look at the line, "Jeremiah was a bullfrog," which is "Joy to the World" by Three Dog Night. Another way to create a shocking statement is to go against what everyone believes. So you can say, "I don't believe in an interventionist God," which you can find in the song "Into My Arms" by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Or look at the famous song "Imagine" by John Lennon. He sings, "Imagine there's no heaven." That's a shocking statement, isn't it? Oh my God, that's the only belief that I had. I want to end up in heaven. And then, "Imagine there's no heaven." But you can also provoke. For example, like in the song "Gloria" by Patti Smith. She sings, "Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine." That's shocking too. Or look at the song "The God Save the Queen Symphony" by the Sex Pistols. They sing, "God save the Queen, the fascist regime." Whew, that's really provoking, isn't it? Well, you could also say something completely odd. For example, the silicone chip inside her head gets switched to overload, which you can find in the song I Don't Like Mondays by Boomtown Rats. Or another example of how you can say something completely odd is in the song The Joker by Steve Miller Band. They sing, "Some people call me the space cowboy." Who actually calls him the space cowboy? That's the question. But another way to use the shocking statement is to just tell the truth. For example, in Madonna's song, Like a Prayer, she starts the song by saying, "Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone." She's saying the truth, even though it's shocking. And you can also use the surprise as a shocking statement, which means when you look at the song Birth in Reverse by St. Vincent, they sing, "Oh, what an ordinary day. Take out the garbage, masturbate." So that's that word right there, that's a big surprise, okay? It's just, it's like this shocking statement, and because it stuns you. It just stuns you, like, what did you just say? So, yeah, it's also like a funny surprise, but it's shocking at the same time because we don't expect that word in that context. So, and lastly, another way to create a shocking statement is to induce fear. For example, in the song One of These Days by Pink Floyd, he sings, "One of these days, I'm going to cut you into little pieces." So that's another statement I absolutely did not see coming. And even though it might be a surprise and it's provoking, it does induce fear. So those are a couple of ways how you can use or create a shocking statement for your lyrics opening line, because that is definitely grabbing the attention of your audience. And that's exactly what we want to achieve with our opening line. We want to hook them. Okay. And now let's just look at some more examples of songs that start with a shocking statement, because I don't know how you feel, but I think it's really quite entertaining. So here are some more examples of strong opening lines that start with a shocking statement. For example, "This is the end, beautiful friend" by The Doors, which you can find in their song The End. "This is the end, beautiful friend." Or look at the song "I'm Not a Human Being" by Lil Wayne. They sing, "I am not a human being." Whoa, that is shocking. And it goes against what everyone believes. Like, we are all human beings, but how can you say you're not a human being? So, and it's also something completely odd. So you can see that sometimes different ways of how you can create it, a shocking statement, they just overlap. So it depends how you feel about it. For some, it might induce fear. Others, it's going to surprise. Maybe that guy just told the truth. Who knows? So, yeah. But those ways give you ways of how you can think about creating that shocking statement. But let's go on. For example, "Bad Reputation" by Joan Jett. They sing, "I don't give a damn about my reputation." Well, that's definitely provoking. Or look at the song "Nice Guys Finish Last" by Green Day. That title of the song is also the song's first line, "Nice guys finish last." That's probably telling the truth in some way. It's provoking as well. Or "Don't Want to Be an American Idiot." The song "American Idiot" by Greenie, that's also very provoking and it's a shocking statement. "Don't want to be an American idiot," okay? Or look at the song "Big Yellow Taxi" by Joni Mitchell. He sings, "They paved paradise and put up a parking lot." That's shocking. And it's a surprise, and it's something that sounds odd. Why did they do that? So it's like shocking. Imagine you would read that as a newspaper headline, and you would read everything about that. Or look at this song, "You Get What You Give" by New Radicals. They sing, "Wake up, kids, we've got the dreamer's disease." Shocking as well. Or, "Baby, we can talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere." That's from the song 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad by Meatloaf. Another example is, "I don't go to therapy to find out if I'm a freak." You can find this line in "What Do You Hear in These Sounds" by Darrell Williams. Or look at the song "Still Ill" by The Smiths. They sing, "I decree today that life is simply taking and not giving." That's a shocking statement. And actually, he's just saying, like, it's part truth, but it's also provoking. Or look at the song "Won't Get Fooled Again" by The Who. We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. Wow, that's shocking and that's devastating and that induces a lot of fear. Then there's the line, love is a dress that you may long to hide your knees. You can find that line in Love and Some Verses by Iron and Wine. Or we have the line, Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time for you'll have knocked her up. You can find this one in Maggot Brain by Funkadelic. Or what about this line, Sister, I'm not much a poet but a criminal. That is shocking, right? That's something that you didn't expect when you call someone your sister. And then you say, I'm not much a poet but a criminal. That is shocking. So you can find that line in Thank You for the Venom by My Chemical Romance. Lastly, just to name another example, look at the song Working Class Hero by John Lennon. They sing, as soon as you're born, they make you feel small. And that's shocking because it's, for some, that's, unfortunately, that's the truth. But that's also how that singer or the narrator of that those lyrics can connect with their audience. And it's called Working Class Hero, and there's so many people who feel this way. So it's just saying the truth, even though it's hard to hear it. So a shocking statement. Let's just wrap it up. A shocking statement needs to stun your audience and make them stop in their tracks. It also needs to hint at a powerful problem, and the how it is said or how the problem is addressed is more important than what that problem actually is that is addressed in those songs, okay? The how it is said is more important than what is being said because the audience's attention is grabbed by that shocking statement, the how, and not what that problem is about. And to wrap it all up, here are a couple of different ways that we came up with of how you can pull off the shocking statement. So you could declare what something is that no one has yet dared to say out loud. Or you can go against what everyone believes. You can provoke, you can tell the truth, you can surprise, you can induce fear, or you just say something completely odd. And I hope the second attention-grabbing opening line technique inspires you to know how to start writing your lyrics first line, and so that it can really fulfill its job and grab your audience's attention. That's what it's all about. Now lastly, if you are enjoying the show, it's safe to assume there are others out there like you who would also enjoy the show. Help them find it. So please rate and review the show on your favorite podcasting platform. Those people will appreciate it and you will feel great about yourself. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys and I see you next time. Bye bye.